News release. Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. Rebounding from a 3-goal deficit past the midway mark of the matchup, the Sioux Eagles stormed back to edge the Sioux Thunderbirds 5-4 in overtime Saturday in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League affair at Puller Stadium. The lone tally of the opening 20 minutes was provided by the Thunderbirds, during a man advantage, in the latter stages of the frame. On the marker, Jacob Smith notched his 12th of the season as he worked a give-and-go with Aiden Atkinson and wired a shot past Eagles netminder Jace Noerl from the high slot at 15:09. Heading to the middle frame, another power play goal by the visitors put them up by a pair early thanks to Callum McCauley converting on a 5-on-3 as he wheeled out from the sideboards into the slot and while skating through put an attempt by Noerl at 1:55. A third on the night put the T-Birds further ahead when Colin Chestnut chipped a play up to James Elliott, who ripped in his 11th goal of the season. Benjamin Puglio then helped get the Eagles on the board at 15:35 as he cut out from behind the net then pumped a shot that clipped off teammate Drew Delis and changed direction past goalkeeper Noah Mativier. Puglio then scored for an 8th straight outing as he raced in on a breakaway a couple of shifts later and converted from close range. Regrouping, the guests took a 4-2 lead to the second intermission when Ryan Days clicked in his NOJHL debut, capitalizing on a feed from below the goal line by McCauley. Coming back in the third to force overtime, Puglio finished off a backhand on a wraparound at 5:05 prior to Cooper Fredericks notching the equalizer a couple of shifts later as he tipped in a Gabriel Fisher attempt from the right point. Picking up a power play early in the extra session, the home side capitalized to win it as Liam Watson jammed in his first NOJHL goal, off a scramble in front, 58 seconds in. The victory sees the Eagles collect a 10th straight triumph, having not tasted defeat since an overtime setback at Powassan back in mid-November. It also raises their overall record to 2-2-6-0-2 while the T-Birds pick up a point in the OT setback as they slip to 1-3-1-6-1-2.